we had my mom's second cousin had passed away here about a week ago. I'd asked that you would remember the family of Pat Franklin. They lived back at Pedro back there, and like I said, they was always patients of mine, and I told them I was there to represent that side of the family, mom's side of the family, so it had been a while since I'd seen them, but I asked that you would remember that family in prayer. You know, when we had talked about what we would have a chance, maybe to the men would have a chance to get up here, and I'm going to call it a devotion. That's what I'm going to call it. I don't plan on being up here real long. Probably Brother Randy didn't either, so we'll see how long it does take us to go through this and everything. But about some of our thoughts about Thanksgiving. And as Brother Randy said, you know, the first thing that went through my mind was, is yes, you know, we're thankful for our family, our church. We're thankful for our friends, what our church family means to us, you know, for the provision that God has given us through down the past year and everything. And I got up on Thanksgiving morning, and I began to write down some of my thoughts. And I'm sure some of the things that we say, they're going to overlap this morning for the things that we are thankful for. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about this morning is, you know, we can't think about thankfulness without thinking about the love that we have for each other and everything. So I got to thinking about that love, and I began to think about God's love a little bit. And I've got a coin here. 50-cent piece. I think it's 50 cents. Yeah, half dollar. Printed in 1964. And you know, when you look at a coin, when we look at it, we think about it having two opposite sides. We think about heads and we think about tails. And there are two sides to this coin. If Will got ready to play a football game and they went out there and they flipped the coin, they'd say, is it going to be heads or is it going to be tails? So who can get the ball first? But what I want to look at this coin is not the two sides of it being separate, but the two sides being a whole. And in that, I want to talk about what God's love does mean to me. This devotional was from me. I'm thankful for the things that God has done for me and the things that He's especially shown to me in His love. But I'm also thankful for the not. Thankful for not. When you think about God's love, I'm thankful for what He gave me, but I'm also thankful for that not portion. So you have the two sides of this coin. On one side of the coin, we're going to talk about God's grace. Then on the other side of the coin, we're going to talk about His mercy. And that mercy is the not portion. God's grace is unmerited favor to us, giving us something that, or not giving us something that we don't deserve. God's unmerited favor giving to us something that we don't deserve that thing. We don't deserve heaven. We don't deserve eternal bliss. Mercy is God not giving us something that we deserve. Hell and everlasting punishment. I want to turn over, I want to read in the book of Titus. Book of Titus over there in chapter 3. You begin reading here in verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Lord, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. You know, I've heard preachers get up and preach about sermons that have the statements in it missing the mark. But you don't find those words exactly in the Bible about missing the mark. No scripture. But what missing the mark means can be found in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, which states over there, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Every one of us has missed the mark. According to what the Scriptures tell us in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4, He chose us and He bestowed this love on us before the foundation of the world. That's the magnitude of God's grace on us, and that's hard for us to comprehend. He told Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 4, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you." Because of God's grace, 1 John chapter 4 and verse 19 says, "We love Him because He first loved us." Then I began to think about missing the mark. It talks about the sin that we have committed and that we have fallen short of. And you think about the Old Testament, the New Testament, you think about all those men that we uphold as great men. But they're just plain old men just like you and me. Plain old women just like us. But God's grace and mercy were given to them. David was a man that the Bible says that he was called a man after God's own heart. Even despite his sins. David was a man that lusted, he killed, he fornicated, but God loved him. Abraham was a man that feared what might happen to him, and he lied. Sarah was impatient with the promise that was given to them by God. All this stuff that we have going on in the world, even though God's hands aren't in control, you think about that Sarah was impatient. Jacob was a cheater. Rahab was a prostitute. God's love was shown on all of them. Saul of Tarsus, who we all know as Paul, persecutor of the Christians. Yet, God converted him to become Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. God used him to author nearly half of the New Testament. You think about Peter. Christ told him, "See, you're going to deny me, Peter. Peter said, I'll never deny you, Lord. And he did. And when Peter recalled the words of what Christ told him, Christ was looking right at him. I can't imagine what Peter felt. Well, I can't imagine, because I've let the Lord down too. Thomas was a doubter. They all missed the mark. I've missed the mark. It's sad to say, I still miss the mark. You know, we think that the Jews were the ones that put Christ on the cross of Calvary and that the Romans crucified Him. That's not the case. It was my missing the mark. And His love that He had for me that put Him on the cross of Calvary. The cruel punishment and the death that He faced. It was for me. Christ came to take away the sin of His people, that we can be reconciled by His grace. Let's talk a little bit about that mercy. The not side of that coin. Every time I miss the mark, I think about the nails that were driven in His hands and His feet. The blood that was shed by those crowns that were the crown of thorns that was placed upon His head, the beating that He endured by the stripes and the whipping that made Him unrecognizable as a man. I don't know if you ever heard the song, He Did It All For Me. And I know that, and I still miss the mark. Me and Brother Randy, we've talked about splitting wood before. I'm sure Brother Randy, you split some wood before. Brother Joe, you've probably split wood before. And when I split wood, I like to use a maul. And that's what me and Randy talked about, a maul. I've got a wood splitter, you know, it's a hydraulic one that does the job too. But the thing about that thing is that sometimes when it starts splitting that wood, it just splinters it, you know? Goes everywhere. That ball seems to me like it's clean when you split it for the fireplace. But you know, Brother Randy, did you ever get onto a piece when you started splitting it with that ball? The piece of elm, them things grow up in a curve. You know, I mean, they just like twist when they grow. Red elm, sometimes they're hard. I like splitting oak and hickory. Sometimes you can hit them, they're pretty good. But you can still get an old knot in one of them, too. You get a big old piece of wood, and you get ready to start on it, and you hit it two or three times. That maul, it bounces back out. You hit another time, it'll bounce back out. And one time, you'll hit it one time and you'll see that little crease that comes down the middle of it, don't you? And you think, boy, I got it now. And then the next time you take a swing and you miss that mark. You hit the one side of it and it starts splintering again the other way. That's what it's like. When you think that you've got it, then all of a sudden, you miss that mark again. You get frustrated when you do that. That little crease has started and it begins to split. You just miss it. I've heard that sometimes that you're women. It's like when you're cooking or baking or something. I know that there's times that a car will make some bread, some zucchini bread. I've seen her pull it out of the oven and she just goes, because it didn't maybe get cooked all the way in the middle. Maybe it didn't rise like it was. Maybe Sister Brenda them no bake cookies didn't set up and you had to use a spoon for them. Bring them to me, I eat them anyway. Y'all take a taste of it, Nancy, and you say, it just doesn't taste just right, is what y'all say. But you know, I'm not picky. Even though I think about how many times that I missed the mark, those stripes that I laid on Christ's back, God's mercy doesn't give me that not portion of that coin. That not portion of that coin is the punishment that I deserve, an eternity in hell. Because of what my Savior, Jesus Christ, did for me. I'm thankful for that love that's bestowed upon me. I don't have to worry about that knot. Even though I get discouraged with myself sometimes, I'm thankful for God's love that was given to me. That's all I had in my devotion.